We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College. Live from the claims at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello once again, Hokies, and welcome to Tech Talk Live. It is a packed house here at McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg. John Laser, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and we'll spend the majority of our hour with our guests tonight, head coach Justin Fuente. Coach, obviously it was an epic game, a gritty performance from your team in a variety of ways, and we'll dive into that win over North Carolina. Mike and I now know what it's like to call a six overtime game. All the people in the room here know what it's like to yell their hearts out and cheer for a six overtime game. Question simply to you is, what is it like to coach and be an active participant in a game like that?
Well, to say that it's stressful would be an understatement. obviously proud of the effort of our guys. And we talked about this on the radio after the game. And, you know, you feel fortunate to win a game like that. And if it had gone the other way by 6 inches, I'd be just as proud of our kids and how they competed and ultimately how they played. But it didn't go the wrong way. So I'm awfully happy. But, you know, there's so many things that happened in that game. We had so many opportunities to win the game. But the story of the game, in my opinion, not that anybody in the media will ever listen to me, but in my opinion, it was the number of reserves that we had that came in and didn't just play, but played at a high level. And to me, that's a great sign of health of your team, that they were prepared to play. Because when you're playing a team like we played at the level that game was being played at, if you're not prepared, it'll get exposed really quickly. And we had several on both sides of the ball step up and play. They either weren't traditional starters and they were playing, or they didn't start the game as a starter, and before they knew it, they were in there taking significant snaps.
We'll get into that a little bit later, Coach, but I was just going to say the joy on the field when that thing was over and everybody just comes charging out there, the celebration that was going on and all that stuff was happening. I mean, that's why you do that for 12 games, the 12 opportunities you get. That's kind of what makes it all worthwhile.
Well, it certainly is memorable. You know, I've always, I've been fortunate to either coach or play in big games. And I can't remember. I remember a lot of details of games, but the fondest memories I have are sharing those victories or those accomplishments with the other people, the people that you worked with, the people in your own home, you know, your wife and your kids. Those are the fun parts of it. And the elation, you know, the roller coaster of emotions throughout the game, and then the elation at the end. And I mean, you could probably stop short of saying pandemonium, but it was pretty crazy. And we've had a couple of those, you know, just in the last – we've had three in the last three years, you know, just games that were just in Lane Stadium between the goal line stand at Pittsburgh or against Pitt, and then the game with UVA last year, and then this game with North Carolina where it's the final play decides the game and then everybody just loses their mind. It's pretty fun.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the goal line stand against Pitt, because that play and that conclusion and Saturday have one very big thing in common, and his name is Khalil Ladler. In terms of guys you were talking about, Coach, that maybe didn't start the game or maybe haven't been starters but are ready. He was ready on that two-point conversion pitch. He was ready again on the next two-point. He was ready back against Pittsburgh, and I think he kind of epitomizes what you want out of a player in your program.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about Khalil is Khalil wants to be a starter. You know, like guys that play roles, we all want bigger roles, right? The quarterback wants to throw it more. The receiver that's starting wants to catch more. The one that's not starting doesn't want to, you know, just play in the second quarter. He doesn't want to road, you know, all those things. And that's human nature, but being prepared to do your job and do your job well when you are called upon leads to bigger roles. And I was really proud of, obviously, the two-point plays that he stopped or was involved in the stop. But just in all, like, he's been a very good special teams player for us. He continues to improve and work hard. And, you know, Shamari is a very talented player in the same position, which, you know, is a good thing for us. But very nice of Khalil, and, you know, a team-first attitude to be prepared and contribute whenever called upon.
How about Quincy Patterson, the third quarterback you used over the night, hadn't gotten very many meaningful reps, didn't get a lot of reps during the week because he was number three, and then he comes out there and plays as well as he did, and he gets named Rookie of the Week this week for the ACC. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Really proud of him. Really, really happy for him. You know, those of you that don't know Quincy, is he is the most even-keeled person that I know. I mean, he is just steady. Ed, like, you can never tell if anything bothers him or not. Would be a great poker player, probably. but, like, in the game, you know, he was prepared when his number was called on. He never acted out of sorts or as if the moment was too big for him or nervous or anything other than concentrating on doing his job and trying to find a way for us to win the game. When asked to throw the ball, he was very efficient with some obviously timely completions and big plays that helped us win the game. But just a really well-prepared performance. Brad Cornelson does not get enough credit for being able to go through three quarterbacks and have them all three be productive. I thought Hendon was a little nervous to start the game. Once he settled down, he was clicking, and we were rolling. And then all of a sudden, boom, he's out. Ryan's in there, throws a touchdown. Come back the second half thinking Hendon is going to play. You know, Hendon feels good. Goes out there, he can't go. Boom, Ryan goes down. Drive down there, and then we take a sack and have to punt and then put the third quarterback in and are still productive. With three different guys, having three guys ready to play, I think says a lot about the job Brad's doing.
Yeah, and we have to take a break, but I want to stay right there because I want to talk exactly about that, about making that adjustment as Brad and you and the offensive staff did during the course of what turned out to be a historic night at Lane Stadium. Longest game in ACC history goes the way of our Hokies, doesn't it, Hokies? And we unpack it more and more here tonight. Tech Talk Live, just getting rolling with head coach Justin Fuente in Blacksburg.
If you're looking for a place that can fulfill all of your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs, stop by First & Main. Get a kickstart to your day by getting a morning workout in at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, or El Rodeo. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX theater in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. When you're looking for something to do, turn to First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold! Delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies!
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a great place to live in Blacksburg? Beautiful homes from CMG Leasing are available now.
CMG Leasing is the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics, offering spectacular communities like The Edge, The Reserve, Cedar Field, and dozens more throughout the New River Valley.
And 7 leasing offices around Virginia Tech, CMG has an experienced staff to get you or the student in your family into a luxury apartment.
Luxury living from CMG, the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics. Discover for yourself at cmgleasing.com.
Can't buy the home of your dreams until you sell the one you're in? Now you can with First Link Interim Temporary Financing. Link what matters to what works by combining the financing of both properties and purchase your new home before your existing home is sold. This is Tessa Wright. We do what it takes to make life work because First Bank and Trust is your bank for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply for buyer and properties. Ask for details.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazer.
John Lazer, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, head coach Justin Fuente, coming off a victory for the Hokies in epic fashion, 43-41 over North Carolina in six. Yes, six overtimes. The Hokies into a much-needed and much-deserved bye week this week. We'll get to the bye schedule in a couple of segments with the head coach. But, Coach, you started down a conversational path I wanted to continue on, and that was credit to Brad Cornelson, the offensive coordinator. Of course, a lot of times that's a thankless job in your business, and anybody that knows Brad knows that he's not the type that's going to take a victory lap after wins, and he certainly wasn't doing that this week. So that's what he has us for. We'll do it for him. We were thinking that. Mike and I were talking about it on the broadcast. Just like you said, prior to the half, you're rolling with Hendon. You're probably going to make some adjustments at the half, and then you don't quite know where you are. Just if you can put it in layman's terms, in terms of 1 to 10 challenges for coaches, how difficult is what he pulled off on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's like getting halfway through a test and having the proctor come in and switch the test out on you, you know, and then you work for half an hour on that test, and then they switch it out and give you another one. I mean, that's basically what he went through, and just a fantastic job of kind of piecing it all together there when we made the decision to switch from Ryan to Quincy, and really a good understanding of the kids. To me, that's part of it. Like, we can all we can all draw up offensive plays and talk about schemes and all that kind of stuff, but what can the kids execute? And having a handle on what your players can do is what's, you know, really most important. And for him to continue to put all three of those guys in really good situations throughout the day, I thought was pretty remarkable.
How about the play that he had there at the end when he hit Damon Hazleton, who was getting held on the play, fourth down, the game's on the line, and the way he pulled that thing off, right on
yeah,
the money.
That was a great call, great execution by Damon and, you know, the entire offense. There was a lot of conversation that went into that call. You know, it's fourth down and three. if we don't obviously get the first down, then the game's over. And but that was the byproduct of Quincy being a threat running the ball. We got great looks on the outside. He just dropped it right in there. I did not know until the next day that he only caught it with one arm. I had no idea. And then I saw it, and I saw, did they throw a flag on the play? Yeah, because he had couldn't pull his right arm out of there. But just a great, clutch execution at obviously a pretty important time.
It's kind of difficult once you know the ending to look back all the way to the first half, but you were mentioning Hendon Hooker, and it did seem like the offense got rolling, and it does sound as though in the short term you'll have Hendon back. As a coach, you had to be excited about what the potential of the offense with Trey back and with Hendon rolling is.
Yeah, pretty excited about the whole the whole thing. You know, the guys are starting to get a little bit of confidence. Hendon, once he settled down a little bit, I thought was playing really well. He's a threat both throwing and running the football. We will have him back. He's going to be fine. I was concerned about that. I mean, when I woke up Sunday morning, that was the first thing on my mind is, you know, we're going to have to make some changes here because I don't know if we're going to have him back, but we got good news there. So, you know, those guys have confidence in each other. You know, Quincy can now play a role. He's gotten some really good game time experience, and it'll be fun to see what we can do with those guys.
The start of that game was pretty rough. They go right down the field and score, and then the turnover, and then how big was it that the defense was able to hold them to that field goal? Because, boy, 10-0 is a lot better than 14-0.
Yeah.
But then the offense kind of got rolling after that.
Yeah, I felt like on both sides of the ball we were nervous. We didn't play – like, we were nervous. Like, we really wanted to win. We really wanted to play well at home. We really – Well, I don't think the kids liked the team that we were playing, quite honestly, and they really wanted to win the game. And we played tight and nervous, and I tried to relax them a little bit leading into the game. Obviously, I don't think I did a good job of that because that was my overall feeling. But once we settled down on both sides, we began to play better and really captured the momentum there in the end of the first quarter into the second quarter going into halftime. And Hendon was rolling. And, you know, we had two drops on another drive that I thought were just a product of us being a little bit tight, you know, and then settled down. And I felt really, really good. Like, I thought, you know, our defense is about to settle down and our offense is finding a groove and this is going to be fun.
Hokies come off that epic win, and they'll get to stay home. Don't have to go on the road for a couple of weeks. No matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning. So stop by your neighborhood Marathon station. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Much more as we look back on the Hokies' fifth victory of the season. We do that on Tech Talk Live across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield. I am G. Collin.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm gonna tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold! Delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies!
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
With Blacksburg Physical Therapy, there's nothing holding you back. From that round of golf, that bike ride on the Huckleberry, or even jumping at a Hokies game. At Blacksburg Physical Therapy, you don't need a doctor's referral. Get direct care for whatever's keeping you on the sideline. Blacksburg Physical Therapy has proudly served the NRV since 1991 with the best muscle and joint specialists. Locations in Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and Radford. Call today, 540-951-2703, or visit blacksburgptonline.com. Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues in front of a live audience here at McLean's at First and Main. If you're ever in Blacksburg on a Monday, please feel free to stop by and join us. We will be here each and every Monday, and TTL is brought to you by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online at idealcabinets.com. For more information, Dalton Keene has played many roles for you, Coach, since he's been here. And I know he's a guy that you've trusted almost since the moment he got here in terms of protections and all of those things. Dalton Keene is a running back. Where did that idea come from? And even though I know he had the fumble, you went right back to him. And I have to imagine you were proud of him that on Saturday.
Yeah, well, he's been begging for it for 3 years. You know, he played tailback in high school and was really productive. And he has some natural skill with that. Now, I don't think he actually cares about scoring. I think he just wants to try and run somebody over. You know, like he had
the play where he went through a guy with a forearm. Yeah. And I've seen Ben Hilgert excited a time or two. Never that excited.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was a tone setter. And that's what I actually showed the team, and that's exactly what I said. I said, I don't think he cares about getting in the end zone. He's just looking to inflict punishment on other people. But and he was crushed, and everybody was crushed when the ball was on the ground, because there's not a more dedicated, tough, disciplined, hard-nosed football player on our team than Dalton Keene. But you know, he's serving several roles. You know, you've got him and Quincy back there. Now you've got a tight end slash running back there with a quarterback slash running back. And you can do some different things. But, you know, we can't just have him back there and have him never touch the ball. So we started bringing him along a little bit kind of behind the scenes in terms of carrying the ball, holding up in protection, that sort of stuff. We're not very big at running back, and we need some size back there occasionally to hold up in either protection or running the football. So I think it's going to be productive. And the good thing is he's so intelligent, he can handle all that stuff. It's never an issue. With him learning what to do.
And because of that, Deshaun McLeese, who's been playing really, really well, had 70-some yards in the game. His role kind of changed, but, God, he's the first one to be as happy and playing with so much confidence now. It didn't seem to bother him. He's all team.
Yeah, I was really proud of him, not just how he played, because we're continuing to get better. We're getting better on the offensive line. Deshaun's getting better and more efficient running the football. But a byproduct of what happened is that Dalton ended up playing a little bit more because we were down to Quincy, and it was pretty cool to see Deshaun handle it the way he handled it, which was supportive and, you know, never a hint of disappointment, just continued to support those guys out there. And when he was asked to go in there, was ready and flying in there to go help us try and win the game.
Coach, you did a lot of things. I guess you don't count Dalton Keene as a tight end in this scheme, where you had your three tight ends or three of your tight ends on the field at the same time. And you asked James and Nick to kind of be traditional tight ends and block, and it seemed like both of those guys took that assignment well.
They held up well. They've got work to do. You know, they're still both younger players. You know, I can't find a way for Dalton to block and carry the ball at the same time. So somebody else has got to carry that load. So, but those two young guys are continuing to get better. They are weapons in the pass game. They already are. Both James and Nick are talented receivers. They've got to continue to come along to create more value in the running game, in the blocking part of it. And they're embracing that. And are improving, and did hold up pretty well against North Carolina.
Coach, the crowd was unbelievable. The energy was fantastic. You had over 100 recruits there. And when we left you Saturday night after the game, you said, "I'm going to have dinner with the recruits." You had breakfast in the morning. Walk us through that. How was that? What was their impression and the feedback you got from
that? We got fantastic feedback. I mean, I don't know what else they want. I don't know what else we could do.
Where do I sign?
Yeah, but you know, for a great example of not just our program, but of school pride and, you know, a sample of Virginia Tech. I think, you know, Lane Stadium in the fall is a special place. But to me, it's kind of a microcosm of the entire place, of the support you have when you graduate. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of fond memories of their time at Virginia Tech, and in turn, down the road, they look to help other graduates of Virginia Tech. And I think the kids that were there as recruits, obviously we're impressed that we won the game. They're impressed with our youth and how much better we're getting, and the direction of our program with the facilities that are being built and the atmosphere at the game. But I think it was a pretty much all around spectacular weekend.
Home run.
Yeah.
Spectacular weekend on so many fronts. Just a great feeling, quite frankly, to be alive in Blacksburg on Saturday night. I know we share that with thousands in Hokie Nation, and we continue to reflect upon it because the Hokies don't have to play anybody this week. Bye, number two. We'll get into the scheduling for the program a little bit later on. We've got plenty of time left with head coach Justin Fuente. We continue with the head coach after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First in Maine. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl & Bones, Saki House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Pairing. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbots for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First in Maine will help you make this fall the best one yet. First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Solutions, service, sustainability. That's First Bank and Trust Company's Agriculture Division. Hi, this is Gene Copenhaver. For over three decades, we provided rural America with innovative financial products and ag industry experts to bring growth, ingenuity, and experience to the markets we serve. That's probably why we're ranked among the top agriculture lenders in the nation. We take pride in becoming true partners to every aspect of your agribusiness enterprise. We're there for you because we're your agribusiness bank for life. Member FDIC.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
We continue from Blacksburg. We've got a great group of Hokies with us. We thank you for joining us as well. John Lazor, Mike Burnup, head coach Justin Fuente. We continue to reflect on a 43-41 historic victory for the Hokies on homecoming Saturday in Blacksburg. As coach just eloquently said, what else could you want? It was pretty much a picture-perfect Saturday when all was said and done. And coach, a big part of how your team got there was the interior push of your defensive line. Jared Hewitt had a huge game. Narelle Pollard, though, popped off and had a huge game as well. Just the impact of that group, even minus Deshaun Crawford, just continuing to become more and more impactful and how disruptive they were at times.
Yeah, they really were. We went into the game without Deshaun, and Jared has just been a workhorse for us in the middle, great leader, great worker for us, becoming an even more productive player. But then we have two freshmen rotating in there. Narelle got some statistics. You know, we talked a little bit today. He doesn't lack for confidence. He's, he got in the backfield several times and is a quick player. Mario Kendricks also played well as a freshman down there. He didn't have the statistics, but sometimes at defensive tackle you can play really well and not get a lot of statistics. Did really well. And then the return of Jaden Cunningham, who played a handful of snaps at defensive tackle, who really gives us some size that we have not had really since I've been here. Like, we've been relatively small on the defensive line, particularly defensive tackle. And Jaden, coming back from a foot injury, he's been out the entire season, got in there too. So that group was really productive, and we'll need them because we're going to get Deshaun back and then continue to rotate those guys through.
Coach, how about on the other side of the ball? Austin Cannon, man, you got to be proud of that kid. First career start, redshirt junior. You know, he came here as a walk-on, worked his way up to get the scholarship, you know, Mechanicsville, Fork Union. Just kind of your thoughts on him.
I don't know if there's a better teammate on the team, you know, in terms of a guy that's willing to do whatever it takes to help this football team or to help his teammates have success. Has earned an opportunity to play. You know, I mean, this was, you know, certainly we had an injury with Lasita Smith, but Austin has earned it every day. He didn't just earn it in the last week. He's earned it over the last several years, the opportunity. And then when he got his chance, he was productive. And it was his kind of game. You know, they were a big, strong defensive front, and he is a big, strong human being, and more than held his own there on the inside.
Coach, so much of being a coach in your position is managing the collective psyche of your team. And even in a game in which it ends in such exuberation, there are guys that probably come off somewhat disappointed in their performance. How do you go about coming off such a high moment collectively as a group and say, guys, like a Ryan Willis, like a Brian Johnson, there's going to be more games and there are going to be more moments when we need you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the important thing is we shouldn't gloss over things because we won. And, you know, that was part of our meeting last night is, you know, let's go. Yes, there are some great performances here, some things that we should be celebrating. And, in fact, we won. But there's also these things that we have got to fix. And some of them are collective things. Some of them are individual things. And we've got to go about finding a way to do better in these areas. But we're not going to ignore them just because we won the football game. We've got to continue to address them. And, you know, some of those guys that obviously wish that they had played better, they've got to be prepared. You know, that's the first thing. You know, you've got to be prepared for your opportunity. It is so easy to get prepared to play when you know you're starting. I'm talking about any position. I'm talking about playing center or playing free safety or playing tailback. But when you don't know if you're going to play or you don't know if you're going to play zero snaps or five snaps or 105, that's very difficult to prepare for week in and week out. And we had some guys that did a really good job of that, and we had some guys that we've got to keep bring along, and they've got to do a better job.
Coach, how about Devin Hunter? He obviously started the first half because of Reggie Floyd, didn't have any seniors starting, and he comes in there and is only his second career start, has eight tackles in the first half, and was just kind of playing really, really well.
I was really proud of him. You know, what opportunity well earned. Has earned a chance to continue to rotate in there, I think. And, you know, another guy that hasn't been distracted by the hype or, you know, the unfair expectations, quite honestly, that were placed on him at a young age, has continued to sacrifice for the team, show up every day, be a great example to everyone. And then when his opportunity came, was there to play really well.
Coach, we talked about it going into the game and said obviously you'd not choose to not have Reggie Floyd going into a game, but it had the ability maybe to be a net positive in the long run because Devin gets those valuable snaps and performs the way he does and gains confidence. And it also, I think, forced some other guys to be on-field leaders for your defense because, of course, Reggie is a guy they normally look to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like when you train your quarterbacks out or you have a an unforeseen injury. It's everybody else's job to raise their level of play, you know, and that's one of the things when Quincy went in there, I challenged the offensive guys is to raise your level, okay? Don't sit there and stare at the guy that just jumped into the game that hasn't played any, okay? You guys have been playing for years, some of you, so raise your level of play. It's a little bit of that, like raise your – it gives you guys to feel a little more comfortable in some other roles, some leadership roles, not just Devin playing – the boundary safety position, but other guys in leadership roles so that they feel maybe a little more empowered to speak up.
The offensive line has played really well the last 3 weeks. They put up some pretty impressive numbers. Just kind of your thoughts on how they're doing and the fact that they had to play a little different defense this time with that 3-4. You know, that's not very often you see that anymore in a 50 front.
Yeah, we're down one starter. You know, the guys continue to improve. working hard, playing two true freshmen and two sophomores and another redshirt freshman. You know, Austin Cannon is the oldest player that was playing on the offensive line. He's a former walk-on that earned a scholarship this year. So the future is bright for those guys if we can get them to continue to focus on improvement, because they have made huge strides throughout this season. I mean, we have a true freshman center, and he played a great nose tackle at North Carolina. That kid is a really, really good player. 2 weeks ago, he played great defensive tackles, and both the schemes are completely opposite. At Miami, it was the defensive tackles were trying to get off across the line of scrimmage as quick as possible. At North Carolina, they're trying to play on the line of scrimmage, control them, and our true freshman center held up in both opportunities. I think that's a pretty special individual that can go out there and do that. Had never even played center before 2 weeks into fall camp. So Brian's a special one, and those guys around him are getting confidence and continuing to improve.
Talking about a lot of things coming out of the Hokies, 43-41, 6 overtime victory over North Carolina. We continue to do so as the Hokies are on their second bye at a record of 5-2. This is Tech Talk Live, originating from McLean's at First and Main here in Blacksburg. You hear it if you're not with us in person across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hokie fans, improve your home field advantage by shopping Grand Home Furnishings today. Every room, every style. You'll find it all at Grand's guaranteed low price. Plus, save on the area's largest selection of brand name mattresses and get free delivery on any mattress purchase of $5.97 or more. So come visit our Christiansburg store or any of our other 18 locations. Grand Home Furnishings, proud sponsor of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Ready to get rewarded? Open a SunTrust Advantage checking account and you'll feel rewarded right away. Our new debit card controls let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. You'll also get free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian. Peace of mind and great rewards? Advantage checking gives you all that and more. Visit a branch or go to suntrust.com/get rewarded to open an Advantage checking account today. Confidence starts here. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. You're hearing it from the source, head coach Justin Fuente. For more with the head Hokie, here's John Lazor.
Time for Are You Ready For Game Day, brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at Lane Stadium or following the Hokies at home. Coach, no game to prepare for, obviously, this weekend, but that doesn't mean you're not already preparing for the final five games, including your next opponent, Notre Dame. As you look at the bye week, I know you had a plan going into it as to what you wanted to accomplish. Did you have to alter that at all based upon how taxing Saturday was, even in a win?
Yes, we did. We have our traditional bye week schedule, and we'll lighten the load on them a little bit tomorrow. We'll get good work. We're still going to go out on the field. We're going to practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to be a pretty light practice tomorrow for the guys. We had some guys, we have those GPS trackers on them. I mean, we had guys that logged over 12,000 yards in the game. I mean, really The stress levels were pretty high in terms of their output and all those scientific measurements. But it was pretty taxing on a number of our guys. So we did not do much with them Sunday. We had them lift and run a little bit just to try and feel better. Today they were off. Tomorrow we'll have a light one, and we'll get going Wednesday and Thursday. And there'll still be some guys that won't do much. You know, the Rayshard Ashbys and the Dalton Keynes, they're not going to get a lot this week.
Yeah, how about Rook? Speaking of Rayshard, just solid as a rock, third time this year, ACC Linebacker of the Week, 17 tackles, which nobody's had more than that in the league this year. I mean, just think about how solid that guy is.
They actually made a statistical adjustment, Mikey, like an hour ago. He's got 18 to add to that.
They gave him another one?
They gave him another. They took it away from somebody,
wow.
But they gave it to
he
Ray.
Is, he is a unique football player. I'm just telling you, I've never in my life been around a guy with as good vision on the field as Rayshard Ashby. He just – it's so hard to describe. With all those bodies in there inside the box, like he seems to be able to anticipate movement and feel where he's going to fit in, and then he gets guys on the ground. I mean, he is a pretty sure tackler.
Well, Coach, I think we could honestly peel back and talk about so many different elements of that game, and we could do that for hours. But before we get into fun with food, because it's Halloween season and we're going to do that in our final segment with you, I want to get to the end of the game. I actually had eyes on Jenny and the girls running towards you. It was like chariots of fire on varying speeds due to their ages. They eventually get there. It makes for classic television, classic photography. But the camera, and someone was pointing this out to me, was able to read Cecilia's lips as she got to you, and she said, "Good job, Dad."
Yeah.
In that moment, just what you're thinking.
Well, like the game ends and there's elation and there's hugs and all that kind of stuff and people are running on the field. And then as the head coach, you're like, okay, try and get some composure and go shake the hands with the opposing coach, right? Win or lose, you need to go do the right thing. So then I find coach or find Mac and shake his hands. And then you're like, okay, I did the right thing. Now what? Where's the party? You know, let's go. And then if it's on TV, the TV crew grabs you. And I know those people are just doing their jobs, but no coach wants to talk on television after a game like that. You know what I mean? Like none. Like even the coach that loves the publicity the most, whoever that coach in America is, after you win 6 overtime game and go for 2 to win it and play all those guys and all that, you don't want to talk. You want to celebrate. So you sit there patiently and answer the questions, and as we answer them, you know, you're just trying to be professional, do a good job, but also get it over with, you know, so you can go. And as soon as we finish, I turn, and there's the girls, and that was pretty cool. I mean, big hugs. One of them, like, it was kind of funny, like, one of them's forehead hit my nose, and my nose started to bleed.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm like, I'm trying to my in-laws were in town, like my mother-in-law is giving me tissues to stick it, so like some of the celebration pictures I have tissues sticking out of my nostril, but that is like the freak deal. But anyway, we actually finally all celebrate and everything, and then we all get into the locker room, and the halftime locker room in there is really small, and so we get in there, everybody's jumping around happy. And, of course, my nose is bleeding again. And, like, the players go from elated and happy celebrating to looking at me like, what's the matter with Coach? Like, he's got blood pouring out of his nose. So, anyway, it was, despite all the injuries that the head coach sustained, it was pretty fun to celebrate.
It was chaotic, as you would expect, because it was historic. Hokies get it done in 6 overtimes, 43-41 over North Carolina. Not that the entire show hasn't been fun coming off of that performance and looking at what's ahead, but we take our final pause, we come back, and we have some fun with Foo on the eve of one of his favorite Halloweens or holidays, Halloween. We've got some memories and some opportunities coming up with the head coach.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Start your spring off right by taking a trip to First and Main. Whether it's stopping for a bite to eat at McLean's or stocking up for that fishing trip at Matt Hagen Outdoors, First and Main is bound to have the place to fit your needs. Go see that newest movie at the only IMAX theater in the region at Paragon Theaters. But don't forget to stop by Blacksburg Eye Associates to grab your newest pair of glasses beforehand. Whatever you want, First and Main has got it. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
Have a question? Tweet it to @LaysVT. Now back to McLean's at First and Main and your host, John Laser.
John Laser, Mike Burnup, our final segment with head coach Justin Fuente. Not our final segment overall, though. Mike and I will get you set for the bye week and what lies beyond it. But we are coming up on Halloween, and coach, we've had a lot of fun talking to you about some Halloween memories from the Fuente family past, some scary occurrences, some costumes for the girls, some pumpkin patch escapades and trips. But this year, you'll get to do something you haven't been able to do since TCU in probably better weather conditions for it. Coach Fuente is going to be trick-or-treating this week.
That's right. It falls on a Thursday, which is our time. Thursdays are our day to be home, you know, at a normal time and live somewhat of a normal one-day life. And fortunate enough that that's Halloween. So I'm excited. We're going to go trick-or-treating. I'm going to get to go with them. Oftentimes, usually Jenny will organize a deal where all the coaches' kids can come up to practice and they'll give candy to the players. All the kids will dress up in their stuff and give candy to the players. But we're actually got a chance to participate in Halloween this year. So I'm excited for that. The last time that I remember, and there may have been a time when I was at Memphis, but the last one I can really remember getting to go trick-or-treating was when Cecilia was probably about, I don't know, maybe two or three in in Fort Worth, which late October in Fort Worth, it's only about 105. So I just remember just pouring sweat as we walked from house to house as Cecilia was dressed like a little clown and collecting candy in our sweaty little palms. So
what's the plan? Obviously, there's a tradition at the country club where everybody goes in their golf carts. So are you going to decorate the golf cart? And there's too many hills there to be walking, right?
Well, I'm
so
definitely riding. I can tell you that much. I don't know about the decorations and all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, I'm going to be a casual observer. I'm excited to get to play a small role in it. I'll be the driver. I'm just kind of excited to get to be a part of it.
Were y'all at the festival yesterday down there? There was a lot going on there.
We did pop down there for a little bit and had a good time. I tell you what was one kind of cool Halloween deal real quick is we had Jerry the King Lawler lived in our neighborhood in Memphis, the old wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay. Memphis legend. And on Halloween one year, he had bought the old Adam West Batmobile. Okay, from the old Adam West TV show. And he parked it in his front yard and dressed up in full Batman gear and took pictures with all the kids in the neighborhood. You talk about, like, the cool house on Halloween. Like, there was a line of kids all the way down the street to get a picture taken with Batman.
Now, as you go trick-or-treating, are you going to dress up maybe as Jerry the King Lawler? Like,
no, I'm not. No, I'm
because Mike does.
Until we beat North Carolina, I was going to wear a mask. You're right.
And people throw darts at you.
Since we won the game, I'm not going to have to dress up.
Hey, how about this one other thing before you got to go? Because the younger kids today had little parent-teacher conferences today.
Yeah,
right?
We did.
So
we
let's
did.
Tell us
I
about
was fun.
That.
I got a chance because it was the bye week. Again, yeah. Something I normally wouldn't get to do, to go to Margaret Beeks Elementary and sit down with our kindergarten teacher and our second grade teacher, and happy to report nothing bad has happened thus far.
Charlotte.
In elementary school, so it's good.
All right, Coach, we got a couple more minutes left. You mentioned this earlier on, before the North Carolina week, to me. You said, I feel like we're close to being there. I feel like we're close to putting it together. And you can just kind of tell, you know, in talking to you and seeing the guys and talking to them, how exciting is that for you as you now have a couple weeks to prepare again for the stretch run, and you're an ascending team at the moment?
Sure. It's such a unique deal with this Notre Dame game stuck right in the middle of the conference deal. But we'll handle it, and we'll go. But I do feel good about, like, our guys are getting some confidence, in my opinion. We certainly have plenty to work on, but I can feel them, confidence in each other, confidence in the other side of the ball. I can start to see that coming along, for both sides. And when you've been through some battles like that, I'm certainly not comparing it to war, but games where they went back and forth and you had to overcome adversity and all that sort of stuff, and you find a way to pull it off, it gives you even more confidence. And I think the guys are starting to feel themselves a little bit and starting to grow up. And that's what we've been preaching, is at some point we've got to become a mature football team.
Do you think you'll be as healthy as you have been since so many guys got banged up against Carolina? You got a little more extra time?
By all accounts, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape heading into the beginning of what is this five-game stretch.
Yeah. So. Well, Coach, we'll let you go. Enjoy your family time on that one. Thanks so much for the time that you always give us. And I'll speak for Hokie Nation, because that's what they pay me to do, as it happens. Thank you so much. That was a night we won't soon forget.
Yeah, neither will I, just for the record. That was a hell of a lot of fun. So.
Great way to end it. We thank head coach Justin Fuente. Show's not quite done, though. We take our final timeout. Come back. Get you ready for what's ahead for Justin Fuente and company. And also, Mike Young's TTL debut. That comes next week across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are taxed advantage, and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you'd want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. Ask for details.
John Lazor, Mike Burnup now, once again sending our thanks to head coach Justin Fuente and his family for being here tonight. And Mike, trying to put a cap on what was a truly historic night in Blacksburg. You and I were talking near the tail end, I think it was overtime number five or so, and there had been a moment where you were certain you were going to lose, maybe a couple. There were a couple of moments you were certain that you were going to win. The game was still going on, and we looked at each other and said, if this game hasn't had it, we're not quite sure what it is. And then ultimately it added it to it, which was the final moment of exultation for not just the program, but a cathartic moment for Hokie Nation, Lane Stadium, well beyond, and all those things. Question to you, my Hall of Fame friend. You've been here and you've seen literally just about everything. Where does that one stack up in terms of memorable moments?
You know, it was really good, Lays, just because it was historic and an instant classic, obviously, with the six overtime, the longest game in ACC history. It was certainly big and big for this team to win three in a row. I mean, there have been some louder crowds at Lane Stadium and some probably bigger wins when they beat Miami early on. It was probably the loudest I'd ever heard Lane Stadium when they were ranked second or something. So, yeah, I mean, there have been some big games, but you know, for this team and for that moment to be able to pull that out, I mean, it was going to be a crushing defeat had they lost it. And just for the way they hung on, and how good was the defense in overtime? Four straight times they held them without any points, and then Quincy gets the opportunity for him to get that two-point try, and he got the job done. I mean, there's just so many great things happened there for this team and how they can grow in confidence. And thinking about all the guys that were lost, you know, Farley didn't even play the second half, and Quillen and Jamari Connor. I mean, there were so many guys that are out, and other guys stepped up and played. And that goes back to the coaching, the spring, and the off-season work, and getting those guys reps and having them ready. I mean, it's just a great win for Coach Fu and that staff. They put so much time and work into it. And that celebration on the field was just absolutely priceless when those guys just run out there en masse to start celebrating. It's pretty daggone cool.
Building experience, building depth, maybe most importantly, building momentum. There's a lot still to come in this 2019 season. We'll, of course, be chronicling it for you. Hokie Pod will take a week off this week. That's my fault. I'll be out of town once again. Mike didn't want a podcast without me because he's that selfless of a guy. So we'll wait until next week and have a Notre Dame edition for you. We'll also be right back here next week. And we're about to run out of time, Mike, but we're very eager to let Coach Young make his TTL debut.
Yeah, we had a great banquet up there Friday night, the tip-off banquet. I'm so excited for Coach Young, this team. They had a good scrimmage yesterday. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing what they can put on the floor. And that'll be 2 weeks from tomorrow down at Clemson. So jumping right into the fire, brother, right with an ACC game to kick it off.
That means we're jumping into crossover season as well. It's about to get wild. I think Coach Fuente said it any better than I could ever do. And that was, well, Hokies, that sure was a hell of a lot of fun. Been a hell of a lot of fun tonight with y'all as well. We'll see you next Monday. Thanks to Coach. Thanks down the line to Trevor Williams. Thanks to Mikey. And thanks to all of you, first and foremost, for being here with us tonight. And as always, thank you for being Hokies.
Make sure to prepare yourself for the year by shopping at First & Main. Whether it's buying some furniture for your apartment at Ashley Home Store or some back-to-school clothes from Loft at Alumni Hall, your options are endless. After shopping, you can enjoy Mexican food at El Rodeo, delicious sushi at Saki House, or stop by one of our many other great choices. Don't forget to drop by Runabout Sports and Five Star Nutrition to help prepare you for the best workouts. Follow First & Main on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for great deals this year. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle.
Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.